comments you said after the Montreal game that nothing surprises you with this team.
12 come-from-behind victories. You guys find a way to win your 10th straight road game here tonight.
I liked our game tonight. Little bit different because I felt like we were doing a lot of good things. It was just a little bit off with whether it was us getting into some scoring situations and we just were shooting it into his glove or just off with our execution in those scoring situations. And then there's just a few plays, but we were doing the right things to put ourselves in good spots. We just didn't have a lot of finish and a lot of polish tonight, but we didn't deviate. We just stuck with it in that third period, the first shift. Massive shift coming out of the intermission and us trying to set the tone because you get those spots you can sometimes chase a bit and now you get out of the things that we do offensively or you can deviate a little bit and get on your own page. But it was able to get us settled down right away in the third period there. And thought we did a pretty good job for the most part in the third period and found a way in 0-2.
You knew you were going to get their best game, just given the circumstances, the last one, and certainly you got that. How important was it for you guys to stay out of your end as much as possible, which it seemed like you did, and Chucky, again, came up pretty large when you needed to?
Yeah, I give them a lot of credit. Like, they played hard, and there wasn't a lot of real estate out there. They defended well. Everything that we got from a scoring chance standpoint, like, Jet Greaves plays great, but they did an amazing job of keeping us off the net in a way, so everything he was seeing clearly, anything even that we made slot line pass across, he just slid across. There was no traffic to fight through, and you got to tip your cap. They did a really nice job there. So they, but I like the way that we played in that game too, because we knew coming in, they're a dangerous team in transition. They can burn you, and almost right away off the first rush of the game, they had a little 3-on-2 and they were open at the net front there. But other than like a couple sequences, I thought we did a really good job of A, managing pucks, but B, making sure that we had numbers back. We weren't giving them anything for free in transition.
What can you say about how Alexi Protas played tonight?
Yeah, he was a difference maker. And that's what you need in these games. You need someone to step up and make a huge play. Doobie obviously makes the big play on the entry to find Pro there. But as you can see, like, we weren't shooting pucks into the back of the net tonight. And so even the finish there, Doobie makes the entry play, but Pro to finish in that spot right there, we needed someone to step up and shoot one past Greaves, and he did exactly that. And then the overtime is just an individual. I did like the shift before where that's an unselfish play by those forwards to get off the ice and change so that we can keep them tired. And so that's another quality of our team is unselfishness. Get off the ice, get fresh people out there and see if we can take advantage. And that's what the guys did before to let Stromer and Pro get out on the ice.
How do you like the heaviness of that line that you've put together there with the Dubois line?
Yeah, it's big. It's big. I like it. I mean, all we've been moving things around a little bit of late in game, and I feel like we're pretty flexible with who plays with who, and that line got it going in the third period in Montreal, so we stuck with it tonight, and they score a huge goal in the third period, so it's the size is one thing and their strength on the puck and all that stuff, but they all can skate and they all can make plays and keep pucks alive off entry, delay, grab middle ice. And so that makes it real challenging when you have guys that are that length that don't just play straight lines and can keep pucks off the yellow and make some plays to the middle of the rink, which you saw on a couple occasions tonight.
Thanks, Carter.
Thanks, George.